Track 18.
Exam Folder 6. Paper 3. Part 1. Exercise 2. You will hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer A, B or C. Question 1. You hear a woman calling a friend.
Hi, Lizzie. I thought I'd just give you a ring to let you know about this afternoon. I'm actually getting an earlier flight now as I need to get to Frankfurt for a meeting at 4 this afternoon rather than for tomorrow morning as planned. Honestly, my boss is driving me mad. He changes plans at the drop of a hat. Anyway, I hope we're still okay to meet for coffee this morning. See you then. It won't take me long to get to the airport as I'm already packed. Hi, Lizzie. I thought I'd just give you a ring to let you know about this afternoon. I'm actually getting an earlier flight now as I need to get to Frankfurt for a meeting at 4 this afternoon rather than for tomorrow morning as planned. Honestly, my boss is driving me mad. He changes plans at the drop of a hat. Anyway, I hope we're still okay to meet for coffee this morning. See you then. It won't take me long to get to the airport as I'm already packed.
Question 2. You hear a man and a woman talking about a film they have just seen.
Well, that was a long one, wasn't it?
Was it? Seemed normal.
No, no. That scene at the end should have been cut, if you ask me. I thought Jim Franklin was really good, though.
I've seen him do better. And that co-star was a weak character, wasn't she? What a shame. The book was absolutely gripping, and they haven't changed anything, so you can't criticise the story.
Well, that was a long one, wasn't it?
Was it? Seemed normal.
No, no. That scene at the end should have been cut, if you ask me. I thought Jim Franklin was really good, though.
I've seen him do better. And that co-star was a weak character, wasn't she? What a shame. The book was absolutely gripping, and they haven't changed anything, so you can't criticise the story.
Question 3. You hear a woman describing a music festival.
It's the fifth time I've been to the festival, and the programme was the best ever, with some great headline acts. They put on some excellent workshops as well, which cost us nothing. I went to one on face painting and another on African dance. I was rather disappointed that they moved the event this year, though. We had much less room than before, and the camping spots were a joke. Apart from that, we ate reasonably well, even if we had to have much the same thing night after night. There were far fewer stalls to choose from this year. It's the fifth time I've been to the festival, and the programme was the best ever, with some great headline acts. They put on some excellent workshops as well, which cost us nothing. I went to one on face painting and another on African dance. I was rather disappointed that they moved the event this year, though. We had much less room than before, and the camping spots were a joke. Apart from that, we ate reasonably well, even if we had to have much the same thing night after night. There were far fewer stalls to choose from this year.
Question 4. You hear a man and a woman discussing a skiing holiday they have just been on.
Well, that was a great week's skiing, wasn't it? The snow couldn't have been much better.
I suppose so, but I found it quite hard dealing with those conditions for the first couple of days. I'm not quite as good at skiing as you are, remember?
You did fine. What about the hotel, though? I'm not sure I'd go back there again. It was a bit too big and impersonal for me, and the restaurant wasn't anything special.
Oh, I don't know. The rooms were very comfortable, and the pool was fantastic. For me, the only bad thing was the airline schedule. Having to get up so early both ways, that was a real pain.
You're right there. Well, perhaps we should take the train next time. Well, that was a great week's skiing, wasn't it? The snow couldn't have been much better.
I suppose so, but I found it quite hard dealing with those conditions for the first couple of days. I'm not quite as good at skiing as you are, remember?
You did fine. What about the hotel, though? I'm not sure I'd go back there again. It was a bit too big and impersonal for me, and the restaurant wasn't anything special.
Oh, I don't know. The rooms were very comfortable, and the pool was fantastic. For me, the only bad thing was the airline schedule. Having to get up so early both ways, that was a real pain.
You're right there. Well, perhaps we should take the train next time.
Question 5. You hear this conversation in a hotel.
How may I help you, madam?
I was on the phone to you from my room just now.
Oh, yes. There was something wrong with the phone. Is there a problem with the room? You're in 203, aren't you?
Yes, I am. It's fine. I was actually ringing about room service. It's taken over 40 minutes for them to bring me a simple sandwich and a cup of coffee. Well, I was so appalled, I decided to come down here to have a word with you.
How may I help you, madam?
I was on the phone to you from my room just now.
Oh, yes. There was something wrong with the phone. Is there a problem with the room? You're in 203, aren't you?
Yes, I am. It's fine. I was actually ringing about room service. It's taken over 40 minutes for them to bring me a simple sandwich and a cup of coffee. Well, I was so appalled, I decided to come down here to have a word with you.
Question 6. You hear this radio report about a football match.
Well, Grangewood Trent United has finished 1-0 after a match that was full of excitement. Grangewood took the lead with Bellamy's early goal, a wonderful return for him after his long absence with that broken leg. A crowd of supporters rushed across to Bellamy when the game was over, glad to see their hero back. The referee tried to stop them, but in the end, it was the whole Grangewood team who walked off the pitch with their delighted fans. Well, Grangewood Trent United has finished 1-0 after a match that was full of excitement. Grangewood took the lead with Bellamy's early goal, a wonderful return for him after his long absence with that broken leg. A crowd of supporters rushed across to Bellamy when the game was over, glad to see their hero back. The referee tried to stop them, but in the end, it was the whole Grangewood team who walked off the pitch with their delighted fans.
Question 7. You hear part of an interview on the radio.
So, Duncan, you left a well-paid job in Glasgow to move to this beautiful island off the west coast of Scotland. Was it to escape the pressures of city life?
Not really. I grew up in the countryside, and I know only too well how quiet it can be. I go back to Glasgow regularly, in fact, to enjoy the fast pace again. The point is, I was trying to write a novel while I was working. You know, weekends, evenings. And I realised I couldn't do both, so I quit and came here to cut costs. At the time, I didn't even have a publisher's contract, so it was a risky move.
So, Duncan, you left a well-paid job in Glasgow to move to this beautiful island off the west coast of Scotland. Was it to escape the pressures of city life?
Not really. I grew up in the countryside, and I know only too well how quiet it can be. I go back to Glasgow regularly, in fact, to enjoy the fast pace again. The point is, I was trying to write a novel while I was working. You know, weekends, evenings. And I realised I couldn't do both. So I quit and came here to cut costs. At the time, I didn't even have a publisher's contract, so it was a risky move.
Question 8. You hear a woman talking about an evening course.
I've started this astronomy course, 2 hours a week on a Monday evening. Every week, the lecturer shows a short film. We've seen one on the Hubble Space Telescope and another about the Sun. It's useful, although I can't help thinking we could watch those over the internet at home. We have to work out lots of calculations in class, and I must say that it's terrific. I thought it would be really hard work, but the time goes by really fast, and there's always a break. Not that the coffee is anything special. I can't wait to get back to my sums. I've started this astronomy course, 2 hours a week on a Monday evening. Every week, the lecturer shows a short film. We've seen one on the Hubble Space Telescope and another about the Sun. It's useful, although I can't help thinking we could watch those over the internet at home. We have to work out lots of calculations in class, and I must say that it's terrific. I thought it would be really hard work, but the time goes by really fast, and there's always a break. Not that the coffee is anything special. I can't wait to get back to my sums.